So they are not even there. It must be a promoter is a person or a company who finances or organizes an event. So in this case, the gospel. The gospel. People need borehole in their community. We finance it. Young graduates looking for a job, we prepare them. Those are things that we do. I mean, I got an email yesterday that I should come and write a test. And you know, people buy up email addresses. That I should come and write a test somewhere tomorrow. But I should bring along 2,000 naira. So if I'm a young graduate, I don't have a job. So I should pay. Apart from being a scam, really, but that's the way people think. So we are promoter. What is it that we can do to help, to contribute? So every believer as a partner in the gospel must strive to become a participator, a proclaimer, and a promoter. A participator, the one who is involved. So evangelism, for example, is not the duty of a department. And that's the way we have done it in the body of Christ. Follow-up and visitation is not the duty of just maybe connect leader or selected people. No, we are all our brother's keepers. He said when we gather, someone has a song, someone has a psalm, someone has a word, and we should do all unto edification. Praise the Lord. And then a promoter. We give to the cause of the gospel. The resources that God has given us, no matter how little it is, we share it to different causes. The less privileged, to students who are trying to do one thing or the other with their feet. There is greater needs in our world. And hey, the government can do, and you will agree with me. In fact, some of the interactions with some of our own people, not just here in Nigeria, in places in Africa, if you approach them that you want to do a road, they say, bring the money. In our own little thing, we've gone into communities where they say, bring the money for the borehole. We dig it ourselves. Hey. So, the challenge. Paul wrote a letter to the church in Philippi to celebrate their partnership. Paul affirmed that a healthy partnership is one of a heart-to-heart connection with Jesus. That's the starting point. If you want to be a partner in the gospel, the starting point is your heart-to-heart connection with Jesus. And then, secondly, your attitude and disposition towards the cause that promotes the gospel. A healthy partnership in the gospel has a strong relational staying power. The whole essence of partnership is that we want to see lives change. And sometimes it takes time. Not that God is short, his arm is too short that he can't save. Sometimes some of the things we do, it takes time. Discipleship takes time. And it costs money. Praise God. I say, praise the Lord. Because all that we want to see is that the gospel meets needs in people's lives. A healthy partnership has positive feeling of joy, affection, and hope. I don't know about you. If I put my money in the course of the gospel and they are giving us reports, my heart gladdens. It's better than put money in on coding. It's better than put money on Tramadol. It's better than put money on Lacacera and whatever it is that is mixed inside it. Hearts are gladdened. My heart is gladdened. So the gospel is not a set of beliefs or doctrines. It is a dynamic, global, divine mission and blessing rooted in the persons of Jesus. That gospel is not a set of beliefs or doctrines. It is a dynamic, global, divine mission and blessing in the person of Jesus, extended through his body, the church, to all people. So the gospel is not about a church. It's about Jesus. The gospel is not about the money that we give. It's about that money becoming a tool of change in other people's lives. I mean, that mindset will help us. Whether you are giving here or you are giving to any cause. I mean, there are causes in our society. The whole people's home, the less privileged home, the people runs home for people on addiction. Whatever, wherever your heart is there to give, it's not about the money. It's about the changed lives. Praise God. As I praise the Lord, somewhere in Proverbs it said, he who gives to the Lord, who gives to the poor, lends to the Lord. It's God who repays. You give. And what you do when you give to the gospel is that you're saying, whatever cost you choose to give in, you are saying at whatever level. If you give to the poor, for example, what you are saying to the Lord is that I have a covenant with you. I can never be poor. I can never be reduced to this state. That's what you are saying. Technically in prayers. Partnership in the gospel. Partnership. The gospel is thoroughly infused with a mission. And what is the mission of the gospel? Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Jesus came to seek and save. You know, sin breaks people's self-esteem. It brings guilt and condemnation. So, Jesus seeks them out and then he saves them. So that's what he's done. Whether somebody is reading a newsletter, whether somebody is reading a post, whether somebody is reading an article, whether someone is listening to a message, the main thing behind that is that the mission of Jesus to seek and save. So if we go, for example, actively on evangelism, one-to-one evangelism, the mission is Jesus seeking and save the lost. If we engage in conversation with people, if we pray with people, Jesus is actively seeking to save that which was lost. Second Bible passage. Excuse me. Romans 1:16. I read it earlier on. These are things that are infused in the gospel. We are not ashamed of this gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone. Third scripture, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Angels can't preach the gospel. You see it in the act. When angels appear to people, God still has to send men. So, we are his workmanship. Please understand, that's the ministry for us, for you and I. A workman is someone who worked tirelessly to see the bid of his master fulfilled. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for what? For what? Good works. Good news. Good works. Which God prepared beforehand that we should do what? What is this good work? Acts 10:38. A lot of people want the anointing today to kill other people. No. Acts 10:38. Look at what Jesus laid for us as a template for his church. How God anointed Bayo Adekoya with Holy Spirit and with power. That's one level. But he must do what? He must what? Went about doing good. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So the anointing that we have received is for us to be able to go about doing the good. What is good works here? The Bible describes it. Healing all who were what? Oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. This scripture also, confirmed that the devil is the oppressor. Jesus is the deliverer. The devil is the one who utters sickness. Jesus is the one who heals. So we have to understand that the mission of the gospel, there are some things that are in there. God doesn't want people to perish, but for all to come to the saving knowledge. And God is so sure about it that even up to now, he has put a mediator between himself and men, the man Jesus Christ. You know, these things, we must just remind ourselves of it, because the temptation is to just get consumed with the flow of the world. And we're just consumed. Everybody's just consumed about these main ministries of how do I get better? How do I get well? How do I get rich? How do I get this? How do I get that? And there is no end to getting. A beach house facing here, you acquire it. Some people will create theirs. They say it is facing here. You want to acquire it. Some people will create theirs. They say theirs is 360 house, turning to face every dimension. You are running after it. That's the way the world is designed. But hey, our priority at the core of our own lives is Jesus. And the truth which I've found out, no matter where you are, as you see today, some people still want to be like you. Even if you said you haven't accomplished anything in your life, some people are desiring to just be like you. So the gospel will require enormous sacrifice. That's the truth. It requires sacrifice. The gospel will demand ridicule. Say, you and this is your Bible. We know. But the people will, after some time, they will accept it, that when they have issues, they know where to go. The gospel will also attract despair. And sometimes suffering. We are deprived of certain privileges because we don't belong. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. So the gospel is also so strong. It's beautiful. It's glorious. It's worth dying for. That's the gospel. It's worth dying for. Paul at a stage, he said, for me to live is Christ. He said, but even to die, it is what? It is gain. And every one of us, please, until we treat our lives as a seed for God, we have not started. That's why Jesus said, whoever is trying to save his life, if there is no taking, will eventually lose it. The gospel. With the person of the Lord Jesus Christ at the center of it all, it is a mission of blessing. I've said that to you. It doesn't, and you know, no matter how things are changing in our, nothing even really changed in the world. Things are just recycled. Nothing changes. I mean, I was just looking at some old photograph, and I see some those young men in those old photographs with half-row hair, with beards and all. So I'm sensing to myself, so what is new? It's we just recycle things. Fashion, we recycle. There's nothing new under the sun. But the gospel has been the same. It's still changing lives. Still changing life. This morning, as I wrap this up, are you only committed to partnership in the gospel as a participator, proclaimer, and promoter? It's a food for thought for all of us. Are you wholly committed I'm not saying half-hearted. He said, whoever will put his hands on the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom. Are you? And maybe the question is that, are your friends, do your friends know that you are saved? That's the greater challenge this day. Neighbors, friends, colleagues, family members, do they know that you are saved? Do they? Next question, are we just living for our dreams only? No, it's possible. We have it all planned out and we are living it. But life can't be lived that way. We must live life to the full. And one of the things that we guarantee that is what we actively do to help other people. And number one thing you can do to help people is for them to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. That's the number one thing. You show that their souls are saved. Please write these scriptures down. You can just go over them. They are scriptures on partnership in the gospel. Number one, Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one. Two are better than one. They have a good reward. There is only just a little I can do. Even in Lighthouse as a pastor, there's only a little. At least you saw the volume of people who ran the EFC. That's the way it is. If you go to any church globally, that's the way it is. The gospel hinges on partnership. People have to give their time. They give their resources. They give their skill. They give their money to ensure that this man Jesus is pushed out, the most popular brand. You know, the goal of Coca-Cola is to outrun or outrun that brand. I don't think that is possible. It will never be possible. Each to each is still the same. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But that's the goal Coca-Cola has set for themselves. So Ecclesiastes 4:9, 2 Corinthians 6:1 talks about us. 2 Corinthians 6:1, he said, we are workers together with him. 1 Corinthians 3:9, that's another scripture on partnership. 1 Corinthians 3:9, he said, we are God's fellow workers, you are God's feet, and you are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3:7, so this is how it works. Someone plants, someone waters, and then God gives the increase. That's partnership in the gospel. Jesus is the Savior. The preachers proclaim the message, but the preachers also have people who helps to proclaim the message, and then God gives the increase by multiplication, more disciples, more souls being won to the Lord. The next one, Amos 3:3. Two working together because they agree. That's partnership in the gospel. The next one, Philippians 2:13. God is the one who is at work in us, both to will and then to do for his good pleasure. Partnership in the gospel. Luke 1:37, when we come together in partnership, it says, for with God, nothing shall be what?
Impossible.
Nothing shall be what?
Impossible.
Yeah. Like we were praying earlier on at the prayer school this morning, and we were praying because, I mean, it just came as a burden to me. I mean, when we were coming to church, I think I read one or two headlines about military being attacked in Borno State again. So I just and a thought ran through my mind. Hey, we are a sovereign nation. With the military or armed forces. So we have the Nigerian Navy, we have the Nigerian Army, we have the Nigerian Air Force, we have the police force. Boko Haram is not a nation, just group of people. How did we get to the point that a group of people is now overriding the sovereign nation? I don't think Boko Haram has artillery or brigade where they keep arms. They're highly mobile. So I was just, and it came to me that, oh, we can also pray. We pray for our military. This is invading our territorial boundaries. Pray for the military, for wisdom. They'll be able to resolve this. Pray for our leadership. And peradventure, people are behind it. Let them be exposed. Praise the Lord. And you say, oh, why do we pray that way? Because it's given. 1 Timothy 2. It said that we may live peaceably. And it just occurred to me that kids in Borno State, we probably have not been to any school in the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years. That's the future being tampered with. So with our God, nothing will be impossible. So with our God, there is no land the gospel cannot penetrate. Praise the Lord. And then John 6:37, still talking about the gospel, partnership in the gospel. John 6:37, he said, and all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. But somebody must be the one to reach out. The gospel must be preach. If you can't go, I mean, there are missionaries in the village, in the remote area. If you can't go, send your money. If you can't go for outreach, send your money. But be actively involved. Even if you are sending your money, pray. You are not just sending your money for sake of, oh, egba, am I your millennium? No. Or just say, don't disturb me. No. You are also still trusting. If that money is made with tract, somebody will read it. There will be family restoration. That's why Paul says, I remember you. I remember you in my prayer. As I close this morning, this is my last closing. You see Philippians 1:19. This is my last closing. Philippians 1:19 talks about, Paul, you know that church is just in. He said, Paul, pray for them. For what? The supply of the Spirit. The supply of the Spirit, because they were partners. So his desire is that there will be supply of the Spirit for them. Philippians 2:13 was another prayer that he prayed for them. Philippians 2:13, that God will work in them both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Another prayer that he prayed for them was Philippians 3:20 and 21. Philippians 3, he said that they will be reminded that their citizenship is where? It's in heaven. It's in heaven. And these days we need to remind ourselves, because the way we live as believers these days is as if everything begins and ends here. You encourage people about the gospel this day, they say, don't disturb me, it's the least of their priority. No, your citizenship is in heaven. And we must live that way. Everything doesn't begin and end here. We eagerly wait. And we have loved ones who don't have that hope. And the last prayer that he prayed was Philippians 4:13. 4:13. He said that they will be able to do all things through Christ who strengthened them. The ones that we claim, which is generally when people are talking about prosperity, Philippians 4:19, is as a result of all these ones combined. That's when you now said, my God shall supply. We just picked that one out of context because we want ego. He said, as a result of all this that you do, you now pray for them. He said, because you are the only one, church, who communicated to me all through my affliction. And Paul, writing to the Corinthians church, made reference to them. Partnership in the gospel. I want us to go back home, think about these things. There are many things that are up against us as distractions today. But hey, let us not lose the main things The main things which are important is that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. This week is a week of blessing. It's a week of open doors. God will use you as a partner in this gospel, and He will use your life to be a blessing to someone this week. God bless you in Jesus' name.